Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler unavailable this morning. He's at a conference today. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be covering for Tom this morning and have a complete rundown on all your markets coming up when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex. Our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, let's start with a look at our livestock futures here today. Our live cattle futures actually with a pretty decent day, finishing higher yesterday. The feeder cattle were mixed, the hogs finishing lower on Thursday. Now, the cash cattle trade took a breather following the active trade at lower money that developed in Nebraska and Iowa. Yeah, on Wednesday, bids were few and far between. Now, ready cattle still on show lists were priced around of 152 in the south and 234 to 236 in the north. According to the closing report, the Iowa hog base is 82 cents lower compared with the prior day settlement. The corn market closed generally 4 cents higher, supported by a lower dollar spillover buying from the bean market. Now, we're going to have a complete rundown on all the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, as we look at our grain trade yesterday, it was a nice day for the grains, higher across the board. The wheat futures in Chicago and in Kansas City ranging anywhere from around 9 to 10, 11 cents higher. The corn futures 3 to 4 cents higher yesterday. Soybeans well over 10 cents, 13, 18 cents higher yesterday. Now, the wheat markets did close higher, helped by the lower dollar and gains in corn and soybeans. European wheat markets were mostly higher, ending a four-day slide that took prices there to a three-month low. In the U.S., the spring wheat harvest quickly moving forward, with custom harvesters on Thursday reporting good yields of 50 to 60 bushels per acre, even in fields that were flattened by midsummer windstorms. Corn finished about 4 cents higher in nearby months, supported by a slowdown in farmers selling and reports from a Midwest crop tour of some weak yield potential. Looking at the drop in the open interest the previous 2 days and some short covering may have again been in play. Open interest dropped more than 28,000 contracts in the 2 days when the market inched higher. Now, on the beans, soybeans closed higher for the first time in 3 days as the market rebounded from the contract lows. Some of that buying may have been short covering prompted by the lower dollar. Open interest was up more than 6,000 contracts after Wednesday's lower market, indicating new shorts. Weather forecasts for the Midwest have changed, though, with hot, dry weather now in the 6 to 10 day outlook, particularly in the Western Belt. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.